Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio and the Big E Sports Show as we continue to celebrate the start of the 2014 Major League Baseball season. And if you are a baseball fan or an enthusiast, you definitely want to stay tuned for our next segment as we will be visiting with Timothy Mullen, who has just released a new book and a comprehensive guide on how a baseball fan can affordably plan trips for major and minor league fun. The book, of course, is titled Baseball Road Trips, the Midwest and the Great Lakes. And I tell you what, as a mom, I'm always organizing, I'm always planning, I'm always preparing. That is the key to any successful road trip, to try to keep it hassle-free. So, Tim, it's wonderful to have you with us this evening at Yahoo Sports Radio. Thank you so much for the time.
Well, thank you for having me, Big E.
Well, it is a big celebration, the opening week of baseball. How did it work out for you up there in Chicago? Did you have a good time?
Well, it was a beautiful day on Monday at U.S. Cellular Field.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody was in good spirits, and then on Friday we have the Cubs. So, you know, this week is going to be pretty busy for me just from attending games locally, but next thing you know, next week the minor leagues start in the Midwest, and as well, you know, in beginning of May, sort of the independent bat leagues, college bat leagues will start around here, so we'll be busy.
Well, it is an exciting time of year if you're a baseball fan, and it just seems like, Tim, these days everybody is trying to save a buck or two. And I tell you what, after going through your book, I'm very confident that you're going to be able to speak to our audience and make that dream baseball trip a reality, because you really do a great job of breaking it all down, all the X's and O's on how to give, you know, the best tips for lodging, restaurants, and all of that. Just kind of give us an overview of the book, and I am curious too, what was the inspiration behind this? Because you specifically focused in on the Midwest and the Great Lakes region.
Well, my goal is to get a regional book, of course, for everywhere in the United States. And I went to my publisher with that. I have all this material ready to go. But they wanted to focus on the Midwest and the Great Lakes because, number one, my expertise, I grew up in the Midwest, and it was a little bit more focused on that area, and I had more knowledge. And since then, since I've started this dream, I've done more traveling nationally. But beyond that, the impetus for the whole thing was when I got out of college, my buddies, I had a group of about 20 guys, and I grew up in Indianapolis, and we used to go to a different place every year, a different major league ball club. And after a while, guys started getting married, things started falling off, I got married, the whole thing.
It all changes, but doesn't it?
It does. And but one thing we found out was, when we were creating these families as we were going along, was trying to find a better deal. Because as time went by between the 90s and the early 2000s, baseball has become a very expensive sport at the major league level. It's still affordable, and you can find deals. But the key is you have to really put in the footwork. And the book gives you a guide on that, how to find it not just at the major league level, but these always present deals at the minor league level.
Timothy Mullen is joining us this evening at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We are shining the spotlight very bright on his new book that has just been released by Triumph Books, Baseball Road Trips, the Midwest and the Great Lakes. And I think you just bring up so many great points. People's budgets are tight. They're looking to stretch their dollar. But more, it just seems like now they can affordably plan not a three-day baseball road trip, but 3, 5, 7 days through the Midwest and go around the Great Lakes and get to see some great baseball.
And definitely, I mean, a good example is Iowa. If you're in, you know, if you have, you know, all these miles accrued up, that's just sit, they're just sitting in your airline account, and you have hotel credits from, you know, week to week, you may be traveling, you don't even notice these things are accruing. You can use them for a great trip to a place like Des Moines and Iowa. And I know that doesn't really sound, you know, like Paris, but the reality is, Iowa is chock full of baseball.
Yeah.
And of course, we remember the great movie, The Field of Dreams.
Yes.
You can tie together 4 single A and 1 triple A city in one trip. The key is, there's sort of the reverse effect. If you're in the dead of summer in a place like Texas, Mississippi, Alabama, you can come up to the north and cool off, and we'll welcome you with open arms. And a place like Iowa is perfect. And the summer's a little cooler, and you can fly into Des Moines for half the points that you usually fly in. You can get a family of 4 in on flights. Let's say you have 50,000 miles. You can get them in because there's certain times of the year that they'll negotiate that deal with you. They'll just lay it out there because they need people on these routes. So as well, you can use those points. Find any way, hook nor crook, you can do it. A good example is, if you're a Houston Astros fan, their single-A team is one of the better programs going. They have this beautiful stadium next to this beautiful bridge in downtown Davenport. They're in the Quad Cities. They're the Quad City River Bandits. If you go there, you not only get a good product at a really affordable cost for a family of four can get on a deal for almost $45. However, you also get the Houston Astros minor league system of development right now is probably tops in baseball. And you get to see some incredible talent. 3 years from now, you'll be looking at these guys when you're over at the juice box and say, hey, you know, I remember seeing that guy 3 years ago. And okay. Your friends will be jealous.
Uh-huh, absolutely.
You've been to Davenport.
Mm-hmm. The author of Baseball Road Trips is joining us this evening at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. That, of course, is Tim Mullen. And, Timmy, you know, you make some great suggestions throughout this book, and I love how you encourage the reader to consider the unusual. Make the most of your curiosity. Why not plan a trip on an Amtrak and go up there and mm-hmm. shake it up just a bit, right? You don't have to fly everywhere.
No, exactly. I mean, the simpler things are things like, you know, Chicago to Milwaukee or, you know, Chicago to Detroit or Chicago to St. Louis. We have this huge contingent of people in an Amtrak rivalry between Chicago, the Chicago Cubs, and the St. Louis Cardinals. And here in the Midwest, you know, Cardinal fans, there's actually a street in Peoria where half the bars on one side have Cubs signs and the other half have Cardinal signs. And these cities exist. Well, you know, taking that Amtrak trip with a group of people, your friends, it brings people back together. It's sort of there's a reunion aspect to baseball. It's only, you know, you can't really find it with other sports. There's something really special about the sport into itself, where families and friends and everybody can get together. But imagine taking a trip on a train, and if you're coming up from St. Louis to Chicago, you get to see the city of Chicago and all its sights. You're going down to St. Louis, you get to see some incredible, I wouldn't suggest August, by the way,
mm-hmm.
in
yeah.
St. Louis,
uh-huh.
but early summer you can get some deals, and those deals are there. And if you like, you know, a lot of humidity, August is perfect for you in St. Louis.
Well, you know, the Midwest League has, 16 solid organizations. Many mm-hmm. sections of your book are dedicated just to the classically beautiful ballparks in this league. Is there a personal favorite that you have, Tim?
Oh, I tell you what, I have to go back to Quad Cities. They have this beautiful stadium that was built during the 1930s.
Mm-hmm.
You can still see some wooden aspects to it, but it's been completely rehabbed. It's next to a beautiful bridge called the Centennial Bridge, which crosses the Mississippi River. At night, they light it up, and it's one of the most spectacular views in baseball. Other Midwest league teams that really provide a great... If you go to a place like Kane County, they're the single-A affiliate of the Chicago Cubs. Kane County is in the western suburbs of Chicago, and it's quite a ways out there. It's 60 miles. But they have so many incredible deals for families. A lot of their games are scheduled at 11 in the morning for, you know, mom or dad to take the kids during the week and get away. And, when I went the first time to one of these games, I was like, I told Sean, who's their communications director, I said, you really don't get that many people here for that. He goes, wait, just wait. 3,000 people, 11 o'clock in the morning. To watch a baseball game during the week, and it's because mom and dad can get in with the kids. Kids can play in the those bouncy
bounce houses,
blow up things.
Oh yeah,
yeah. And they have like three or four of them out there, and they also have, you know, the pitch machines. They have that's something that's happening in minor league baseball, and the Midwest League is no exception. There's so much more entertainment beyond the field,
and families
now
love that.
There was.
Yeah.
From 20 years ago, you would have never seen this stuff.
Timothy Mullen has been joining us this week in a Yahoo Sports Radio. The Big E Sports Show, the title of his book is Baseball Road Trips, the Midwest and the Great Lakes. And next time you're on the program, we definitely have to talk about Wrigley Field, because 2014, this is a very special year, 100 years celebrating that stadium. And certainly our heart goes out to Cubby fans, because that ever elusive World Series title, it never seems to come around. Can you give us just a quick hit on what that experience is like going to Wrigley Field?
Well, I live 10 blocks from Wrigley Field, and I've probably been there hundreds of times. It's changed so much since the early 80s. It's really, really improved a lot of things. It's still a stadium that was built in 1914, and you can tell. You can feel, you know, the ghosts when you walk around Wrigley Field. One thing that they're really dealing with right now is a lot of the advertising aspects that may be blocking some of the views that traditionally you would get, namely the rooftops. And, you know, frankly, it hasn't changed things a bit.
Well,
it's still a great, great, great set.
Well, Chicago is certainly a great city. Got some great restaurants there, so always a wonderful way to go and spend your time.
And we have those in the book, too.
Absolutely, yes. Well, Timothy Mullen has been joining us, the author of Baseball Road Trips. Such a pleasure to have you with us tonight at YSR. We look forward to catching up with you again real soon. And congratulations on your book, Tim. It's great.
Oh, thank you, Big E. I really appreciate your time.
You bet. Much more straight ahead this weekend at YSR, the Big E Sports Show.